بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا القاسم المصطفى محمد. صلى الله عليه وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الفضل الميامين. صلى الله عليك يا سيدي ويا مولاي يا رسول الله، صلى الله عليك يا سيدي ويا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله، يا رحمة الله الواسعة ويا باب نجاة الأمة ويا عبوة كل مؤمن ومؤمنة. يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز فوزا عظيما. أروحك أروح النبوة تصعد من الأرض للفردوس والحور سجد. أروحك أروح النبوة تصعد من الأرض للفردوس والحور سجد، ورأسك أم رأس الرسول على القنا بآية أهل الكهف راح يردد، وصدرك أم مستودع العلم والحجى لتحطيمه جيش من الجهل يعمد، وأمك أم أم الكتاب تنهدت، وأمك أم أم الكتاب تنهدت فذاب نشيجا قلبها متنهد، وشاطرت الأرض السماء بشجوها فواحدة تنعى وأخرى تعدد، وقد نصب الوحي العزاء ببيته. Today the day of sorrow, the day of anguish and pain, not only for the inhabitants of this earth, the whole cosmos system is in pain and anguish. وقد نصب الوحي العزاء ببيته حدادا عليه والمعزى محمد، يلوح له الثقلان ثقل مقدد بسهم وثقل بالسيوف موزع، فعترته بالسيف والسهم بعضها شهيد وبعض في الفلاة مشرد، وأي شهيد أصلت الشمس جسمه ومشهدها من أصله متولد، وأي ذبيح دهست الخيل صدره، وفرسانها من ذكره تتجمد، وأنا من عاك دهري والبس أسود، أنا من عاك دهري والبس أسود، ونوح ابن أحجازي الحر كتلني الهضم، والله كتلني الهضم يا حسين لحد. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون، وسيعلم الذين ظلموا آل محمد أي منقلب ينقلبون، والعاقبة للمتقين. At the dawn of the 10th of Muharram, after Imam Hussein عليه السلام led his followers for the morning prayers, he wore the coat of arms of his grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi and put his turban on. He wore his father's sword, Dhul-Fiqar, He then addressed his followers, his companions, starting with the praise and thanksgiving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told them that Allah has destined that you and me shall be killed today. I therefore would urge you to be resilient and steadfast in your fighting. Thereupon, he mobilized his band of war. They were 77. He made Zuhayr ibn al-Qayn commander of the right flank, Habib ibn Mudahir the left flank, and his household in the center. He entrusted the bearing of the standard to his brother Al-Abbas alayhi salam. The troops gathered in front of the tents where women and children were housed. He ordered the digging of a trench surrounding the tents, an enclosure from the back, filling it with firewood during the night of the 10th of Muharram, setting fire to it when fighting broke out, so that it may serve as a back buffer between his fighters and the army of Bani Umayyah. Umar ibn Sa'd, the commander of the enemy's army, came with 30,000 of his troops to the land of Karbala. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam saw their gathering, which was like a torrent, he raised both his hands to the sky and prayed, "O my Lord, you are my haven in every mishap, my hope in every predicament, my refuge and defender in every ordeal. How many a distress that weakens the heart makes the enemy rejoices at my misfortune when I entrusted it to you and resorted to you out of preference over others. You did not let me down and had driven away and eliminated all these distressing things. You are the giver of every boon and the ultimate source of every wish to be granted." Imam Hussein alayhi salam, convinced of the enemy's determination to fight back, asked for his horse and mounted it. He then addressed them in a high voice, saying, "Ya Ahl al-Kufa, O the people, heed my speech and do not get restless until I preach you, as I see it, my duty towards you, and until I explain why I came to you. If you accepted my reasoning, believed in my speech, and were fair to yourselves and mine, you would because of that be happier, then you would have no reason to attack me. If you do neither, resolve upon your affair and gather your associate, let not your affair be in darkness to you. Then have it executed against me and do not reflect any further. Allah Ta'ala is my helper and He is the guardian of the righteous. فَاجْمَعُوا أَمْرَكُمْ وَشُرَكَاءَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُنْ أَمْرُكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ غُمَّةً ثُمَّ اقْضُوا إِلَيَّ وَلَا تُنظِرُونَ إن ولي الله الذي نزل الكتاب وهو يتولى الصالحين. All the people of Kufa, track back my lineage, relate me and consider who I am. Then look back and remonstrate with yourselves, consider whether it is right for you to kill me. And encroach upon my integrity. Am I not the son of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi's daughter? And the son of his vicegerent and cousin, the first of the believers in Allah Ta'ala and his messenger? Was not Hamza Sayyid al-Shuhada, the master of the martyrs, the anchor of my father? Was not the weight Jafar, my uncle, Jafar al-Tayyar, have you not heard of the tradition of my grandfather, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, concerning myself and my brother? هَؤُلَاءِ سَيِّدَا شَبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. These are the two lords of the youth of the inhabitants of paradise. If you are in any doubt about this, if you are in doubt that I am the son of the daughter of your prophet, by God, there is no son of the prophet other than me among you and among the people from the east to west. Shame on you, ya Ahl al-Kufa. Are you seeking retribution for me? For one of your deeds, for one of your dead I have killed, or for a property of yours that I have taken away from you, or for a wound I have inflicted on you? Didn't you write to me the fruits has ripened, the dates are ready for picking? Come to an army which has been gathered for you. وَاللَّهِ لَا أُعْطِيكُمْ بِيَدِي إِعْطَاءَ الدَّرِيلِ وَلَا أَفِرُّ فِرَارَ الْعَبِيلِ. By Allah, I will never give you my hand like a man who has been humiliated, nor will I be like a slave. At the afternoon of the day of Ashura, when the heat of the sun started scorching the earth, Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his household and the companions began to feel the severity of thirst. The enemy, Bani Umayyah, was adamant not to give them access to the water of the river Euphrates. Therefore, Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, feeling the strain of thirst, mounted his horse and opened the leaves of the Holy Quran over his head, and stood in front of the beleaguered camp and shouted, "The Book of Allah and the tradition of my grandfather Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are the arbiters between you and me." He then made them bear witness on his pure soul and that he was wearing the coat of arms of the Prophet and his turban. They said, that statement was a true. He then asked them what made them decide on fighting him. Their answer was that it was out of obedience to Ubaydillah ibn Ziyad, la'anahullah, the governor of Bani Umayyah in the city of Kufa. Imam Hussein alayhi salam raised his hand towards the heaven and said, "O Allah, give them no rain, afflict them with barren years like the years of Yusuf, drought and famine. Give mastery over them to the boy of Thaqif," reference to Al-Hajjaj al-Thaqafi, "who will give them bitter water because they branded us as liars and let us down. You are our Lord. We rely on you and unto you we return." Imam Hussein alayhi salam returned to his camp and was surrounded by his brethren and followers. He said to them, "This army is determined on fighting you. May Allah have mercy on you." Then he pleaded for help and support. Umar ibn Sa'd drew near the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and called Durayd, the bearer of the standard of Bani Umayyah, to move forward. He then took an arrow, placed it in his arch, and released it in the direction of Imam Hussein's camp, and said with a loud voice, "Bear witness, ishhadu li عند الأمير ابن زياد أنني أول من رأى الحسين وأصحابه. إنني أول من رأى الحسين وأصحابه." Bear witness for me with the Amir that I was the first to shoot The arrows then followed like rain, causing injuries among the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Having made sure that the enemy is intent on fighting them, Imam Hussein alayhi salam ordered his followers to rise. He said to them, Ashabi qumu rahimakum Allah ila al-maut alladhi la budda min fa inna hadhihi siham usul al-qawm ilaykum. My companions, rise to the certain death. May Allah have mercy on you. The arrows are the messengers of those people to you. The companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam waged a campaign and fought for an hour or so. When the dust settled, there was 50 dead from the among the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When the Imam saw the elite group of his companions killed, he held his beard and said, Oh Allah! Allah's wrath on some people was great because they claimed that he had a son, on other people because they made him one of the Trinity, on the Nadians because they worshipped the sun and the moon, and on the people who were unanimous in the agreement to kill the son of their prophet's daughter. By the Almighty Allah, I am not going to give in to them until I meet Allah. Blood died. Wallahi la ajibuhum ila shay'in mimma yuridun hatta alqa Allah ta'ala wa ana mukhaffadun bidin. He then shouted, Is there anyone who can come to our help? Is there anyone who can protect the sanctity of the family of Rasulullah? The screaming and the crying of women could be heard as a result of his plea. One of the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam asked for permission to meet in combat with the enemy, bidding him farewell, saying, Peace be with you, O Abu Abdullah. Imam Hussein alayhi salam answered, Peace be with you. We will follow, reciting, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. Muslim ibn Awsaja, one of the prominent companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, assaulted the enemy and fought very bravely. Amr ibn al-Hajjaj and a band of his companions counterattacked the camp of Imam Hussein from the direction of the Euphrates. When the two belligerent forces clashed and the dust settled, Muslim ibn al-Sajr was found falling, but is still with a spark of life. Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Habib ibn Mubahir walked towards him. Imam Hussein said to him, Ya Muslim, rahimakallah, may Allah have mercy on you, O Muslim. And recited the ayah, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. Habib ibn Mubahir approached Muslim ibn Awsaj and said to him, God knows how sorry I am that you will die, O Muslim. The good news is that you will go to heaven. Muslim ibn Awsaja replied in a faint voice, May Allah bring the good news to you. Habib ibn Mubahir added, If I am not absolutely sure that I will follow in your footsteps, I would have asked you to let me know of your will. Muslim ibn Awsaja answered, I urge you to take care of this man, pointing to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You should sacrifice your life protecting him. Habib said to him, Feel serene and be confident about that. قال له أوصيك بهذا الغريب خيرا أن تموت دونه. قربت يا بن ظاهر ميتي أنا ما وصيك بعيالي وبيتي إن جانيتك مثل ميتي ترى بالحسين ولاده وصيتي Among those who remained alive at this stage of the battle was Wahab ibn Abdullah al-Kalbi, who was a recent convert to Islam with his wife and mother. Who was with his mother and wife, his mother urged him to come out and support the son of the daughter of the Messenger of Allah. He answered, O mother, I will do my best. Wahab went to the battlefield, attacked the enemy, killing some and wounding others, returning to his mother, saying to her, Are you satisfied with my deed? She answered, Never, unless you are killed before Imam Hussein alayhi salam. His wife intervened, asking him, I put you to oath by the Almighty Allah, do not bereave me by getting killed. His mother said to him, Go back, my son, and carry on fighting in front of the son of the daughter of the Messenger of Allah. You will be worthy of his grandfather's intercession on the Day of Judgment. He resumed combat, killing 19 and injuring others. He lost both his arms and was killed. His wife walked towards his body and sat near his head, wiping away blood and saying, Hani'an ya Wahab laka al-Jannah, congratulations, for you are guaranteed a place in heaven. I pray to Allah to bestow it on me to make me join you in heaven. Shimr was very angry at this scene. He dispatched his servant to kill her. He dealt her a fatal blow to her head. She died instantly. She was the first woman among the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to be killed on the day of Ashura. قضى وحق عليهم دون الأخيار ولا خلوا خوات حسين تنظر لما طاح وتفايض منهم الهام تهاوى مثل ما هو النجم من خار It was just after midday, when the fighting was still raging, Abu Thumamah al-Saydawi approached Imam Hussein alayhi salam and said to him, I can see that the enemy is getting very close, Ya Aba Abdullah. By Allah, I will not let them kill you, and I am still alive. I wish to meet Allah the Exalted after I have said my prayers in your company. Imam Hussein alayhi salam raised his head towards the sky and said, You remember the prayer. May Allah make you among those who say a prayer and invoke him. ذكرت الصلاة جعلك الله من المصلين. Indeed, this is the start of Dhuhr noon prayers. Imam Hussein alayhi salam stood with his companions performing Salat al-Dhuhr. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam finished his prayers, he said to his companions, O you noble folk, the gates of paradise are open, its rivers are flowing, its fruits are ready to be reaped. The residents of the paradise, the Messenger of Allah, and the martyrs who were killed in the way of Allah are waiting to welcome you. They yearn for your company. It is therefore incumbent on you to protect the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. Drive away the enemy from the family of the Prophet. Their answer was, our souls are protection to yours and our blood for yours. By the Almighty, no harm will befall you and members of your family as long as we still breathe. At that time, they took to the battle one after the other. Whenever one falls to the floor, Imam Hussein goes to him, stands on his head, and reads this ayah, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُهُ تَبْدِيلًا. John, the servant of Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, stood before Imam Hussein alayhi salam, asking for permission to fight. Imam Hussein turned to him, saying, O John, you joined us in a quest of welfare. You are therefore free to part company. John knelt, kissing the Imam's feet and pleading with him, Ya Aba Abdullah, O Abu Abdullah, in felicity I lick your dishes, in adversity I will never let you down. Since my lineage is humble and my color is dark, I look forward to that day in heaven when you breathe in me, making my smell pleasant, my lineage honorable, and my color bright. لا والله لا يا أبا عبد الله لا يكون ذلك لا أفارقكم حتى يختلط هذا الدم الأسود أسود مع دمائكم الزاكية الطيبة. By Allah, I'm not parting with you until this black blood of mine is effused with your blood. Imam Hussein alayhi salam then gave him permission to fight. He fought, killing 25 soldiers. He then was killed. Imam Hussein alayhi salam attended his body and said, O Allah, brighten his face and sweeten his smell and gather him on the day of resurrection with Muhammad and let him be identified with the household of the Prophet of Allah. It was related that whoever passed by the battlefield smelled the aroma of his body, which was more pleasant than the musk. Since none of the companions who fought with Imam Hussein alayhi salam was spared, members of his immediate family, they got ready to make the ultimate sacrifice in a manner that was characteristic to the pedigree of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sheer determination unrivaled the bravery and scant regard to personal safety. They bade farewell to each other. The first one to come forward was Ali ibn Akbar alayhi salam, who was 27 years old. He took permission from his father Imam Hussein and mounted his horse and met in combat with the Bani Umayyah army. Imam Hussein alayhi salam could not hold back his tears and shouted at Umar bin Sa'd, Malaka ibn Sa'd, qata'a Allah rahimak, kama qata'ta rahimi wa lam tahfaz qarabati min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. What has become of you? May Allah bereave you of your kingdom, as you have made me bereft of mine and did not respect my relationship of the Prophet. May Allah set on you an adversary who will slay you in your bed. He then raised his hands to the sky and said, O Lord, Allahumma shahad alayhim, faqad baraza ilayhim ghulamun ashbahu an-nas khalqan wa khulqan wa mantaqan bi rasul. O Allah, bear witness on those people, for he who emerged to them is bearing a strong likeness to your Prophet in all departments, resemblance of manners, his face and his tone of speech. Hence, we looked at him when we craved to see your Apostle. O Allah, deprive them of the riches of the land, divide them, render them ascender. He then recited Allah's words, Inna Allah astafa Adama wa Nuhan wa ala Ibrahim wa ala Imran ala al-alamin dhurriyatan ba'daha min ba'd wallahu sami'un alim. Surely Allah chose Adam and Noah and the descendants of Abraham and the descendants of Imran above the nations, offspring one of the other, And Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Since thirst greatly contributed to his overstraining, Ali ibn Akbar alayhi salam returned to his father to rest and complain of what the thirst had done to him. قال أبتاه العطش قد قتلني وثقل الحديد قد أجهدني. Imam Hussein alayhi salam cried and said to his son, you will soon meet your grandfather Rasulullah, who will water you from the cup that you will never be thirsty again. Ali ibn Akbar alayhi salam returned to the battlefield, happy to be told by his father that he would meet his grandfather, the Prophet. He delved into the ranks, dispersing them. It seemed as though it were his grandfather, Imam Ali, roaring in the battleground, fighting them. He killed more of the Bani Umayyah. When the death door mounted, Murrah ibn Munqidh al-Abdi made a pledge saying, I shall bear all the sins of the Arabs if I do not bereave his father. He ran his lance into his back and dealt him a blow on his head. He embraced his horse, which took him to the enemy camp where they encircled him. On the brink of dying, he could muster a shout, oh Abu Abdullah, farewell. السلام عليك يا أبتاه يا أبا عبد الله هذا جدي قد سقاني بكأسه الأوفى شربتان لا أظمأ بعدها أبدا وإن لك كأسا مذكورا تشربها الساعة. Here is my grandfather Rasulullah, from whose cup I had water never again I will be thirsty. He says to you that there will be a cup waiting for you. Imam Hussein alayhi salam hurried to him, bending on him, putting his cheek over his, and murmuring, life is no longer worth living after you, ya Ali. Ala dunya ba'dak al-afa, ala dunya ba'dak al-afa. Life is no longer worth living after your departure, ya Ali. How dare they encroach on Allah and violated the sanctity of the Prophet. Alas, it is hard on you, on your father, that you call on them for help which they cannot provide. After that, Imam Hussein alayhi salam ordered the youth to carry the body of Ali ibn Akbar to the tent. Imam Hussein could not carry the body of his oldest brother Ali ibn Akbar. Were the females of the household of the Apostle of Allah gathered around him, crying, wailing. Zainab al-Kubra threw herself on the body of Ali ibn Akbar. While she was crying loud, Wa Aliya wa ibn Akha wa mazluma. The turn was now for Al-Qasim ibn al-Hasan, who was just a young man of 13 years old. When Imam Hussein looked at him, he embraced him and wept. He gave him permission to fight. His face shining with light, sword in his hand, wearing a shirt and a pair of sandals. He went to the battlefield. إن تنكروني فأنا نجل الحسن سبط النبي المصطفى والمؤتمن هذا الحسين كالأسير المرتهن بين أناس لا سطو صوب المزن. As he was engaged in combat, his sandals snapped, paying scant regard to the enemy soldiers. He begged to tie it up, for he did not want to be seen barefooted by the enemy. As he was thus, Amr ibn Sa'd ibn Nufayl al-Azdi assaulted him. Hamid ibn Muslim said to him, what do you want of this boy? Is it not enough that all these troops have cut him off? Amr replied, by God, I have to harass him. He did not turn away before he dealt him a blow on his head, causing him to fall face down. Al-Qasim called on his uncle, Amma alayka minni salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam came to him as if he were a furious lion and struck Sa'd with his sword. When the dust settled, Imam Hussein was seen standing near the boy's head. The boy was kicking. Imam alayhi salam was saying, Lord, to those who killed you, their adversary on the day of judgment shall be your grandfather. بُعْدًا لِقَوْمٍ قَتَلُوكَ وَخَصْمُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ جَدُّكَ وَأَبُوكَ يَعُزُّ عَلَىٰ عَمْلِكَ أَنْ تَدْعُوَهُمْ فَلَا يُجِئِبُكَ. It is with regret that your uncle has been helpless. When you called on me, I could not respond to your call. When I responded, there was nothing I could do. By Allah, it is a climate with abundance of harm than help. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he carried Al-Qasim to the makeshift mortuary where the bodies of Ali ibn al-Akbar and members of the Apostle household lay. He left his head towards the sky and invoked Allah, O Lord, do not lose count of them and do not forgive them ever. O cousins, forbear in adversity, you shall never see this grace after today. Al-Abbas alayhi salam, Al-Abbas reached the terror of his patients not to follow in the footsteps of his brethren and companions, especially when he could see that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is getting increasingly beleaguered. His supply route cut, the screams of women and the crying of children who were thirsty filled his ears. He therefore asked his brother to allow him to meet the enemy in combat. Since Abbas alayhi salam was the most valued asset Hussein cherished, because the enemy are wary of his attack and fearful of his courage, and the women feel safe and secure so long as they saw the standard hoisted, Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not wish to part company with him and said to him, O brother Abbas, you are the bearer of my flag. أنت حامل لوائي والعلامة من عسكري. إذا ذهبت سقط لوائي وتفرق عسكري. Abbas alayhi salam, he heard the children crying of thirst. He could not take it anymore. He took the skin water container with the intention of bringing water. He was surrounded by thousands of the troops who shot at him with their arrows. He did not fear their multitudes. The standard hoisted over his head, he started attacking them, causing them to flee in front of him. And he managed to reach the water line of the river Euphrates with fortitude. Imam Al-Abbas alayhi salam, he then took a handful of water to drink, whereupon he remembered the thirst of Imam Hussein and those were with him. He threw the water away, choosing not to drink out of empathy with his family. Ya nafsu min ba'd al-Husayn huni وبعده لا كان أن تكوني هذا الحسين وارد المنون وتشربين بارد المعين والله ما هذا فعل ديني. العباس عليه السلام, he filled the skin container with water, mounted his horse and aimed towards the camp of Imam Hussein. The enemy soldiers cut him off, upon which he engaged them. He managed to fend them off and gain the leeway. Zayd ibn Ruqad al-Juhni was laying in wait for him behind the tree, helped by Hakim ibn Qufayn. He hit him on his right arm and he severed it. Imam al-Abbas alayhi salam said, Wallahi in qata'tumu yameenihi. Wallahi in qata'tumu yameenihi. Inni uhami abadan an deeni. Wa an imam sadiq al-yameenihi. Najl al-Nabi al-Bahir al-Ameenihi. He was indifferent about his right arm porting ahead to deliver the water to the children of Imam Hussein. Hakim ibn Qufayn in the meantime was still laying in wait for him behind the tree. When Al-Abbas alayhi salam went past him, Hakim dealt him a sword blow on his left arm and severed it. Taking advantage of his weakened state, the rest of the troops took heart and swooped down upon him. They rained him with arrows from every direction. One arrow hit the water container. A man hit him with a pole on his head, crushing his skull, whereupon he fell to the ground, calling, O Aba Abdullah, alayka minni salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam rushed to him only to find him armless. His forehead ruptured, an arrow embedded into his eyes. Imam Hussein's face showed signs of despondency. Throwing himself down upon him, sobbing and saying, Now is the time my backbone broke. Al-an inkasara bari. Al-an inkasara bari wa qallat hilati wa shamta bi adwi. Now is the time my backbone broke. I can see no way out of this, and my enemy is rejoicing at my misfortune. Despondent, sorrowful, weeping, wiping his tears, Imam Hussein alayhi salam returned to his camp only to see that the enemy soldiers had already invaded it. He appealed to the crowd, Is there not one from amongst you who can respond to our cry for help, who can grant us a safe haven? Is there not a seeker of light who can lend support to us? Is there not one who is wary of the hellfire who can protect us? Sukayna alayhi salam approached his father and asked him about her uncle Al-Abbas. He told him that he had been killed. Zainab alayhi salam overheard him and screamed, Oh my brother Al-Abbas, what a loss! The women started crying and Imam Hussein alayhi salam joined them saying, Wa bay'atana ba'dak. We are at a loss after your demise. Amadul hadid bi karbala ya khasaf al-qamar. Amadul hadid bi karbala ya khasaf al-qamar. من هاشم عين فلتبكي عليا مضر او ما دريت عن سرجي العباس اخر فمشى اليه السبط يا معه كسر تبعان ظهري يا اخي ومعين. When Al-Abbas alayhi salam was killed, Imam Hussein searched around only to find out that there was no one who could bail him out. In the meantime, he used to hear the crying and the wailing of his family and his children and his women. Whereupon he repeated his plea, Is there not a protector who can defend the sanctity of the Prophet? Is there not a believer who may fear Allah for what for that which is befalling us. Imam Hussein alayhi salam asked for his son Abdullah al-Rabi' to kiss him firm. Zainab al-Aqila brought Abdullah the son of Rabab. He put him in his lap, kissing and cuddling him, murmuring away with those people for your grandfather, the chosen apostle, will be their opponents on the day of judgment. Imam Hussein approached the enemy and asked for water for the baby. Harrala ibn Kahil shot him with an arrow and slew him. Hussein alayhi salam scooped the blood into his hand and threw it to the sky. And Imam al-Baqir was reported as saying, not a single drop of Abdullah's blood descended to the ground. The awaited Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam was also reported as saying, may peace be with Abdullah, the infant who was slain by an arrow, drenched with his blood, and whose blood ascended to the heavens. May Allah curse his killer, Harrala ibn Kahil. فدعا الأقوام يا على الله ما الخطب الفظيع نبئوني أأنا المذنب أم هذا الرضيع لاحظوه فعليه شبه الهاد الشفيع لا يكن شافعكم خصما لكم في النشأتين. At the end, Imam Hussein عليه السلام bade his family farewell for the second time and ordered them to show forbearance, saying, get ready for affliction and be reassured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your protector. He will guard you against the evil of the enemy, turn your mishap into good, chastise your enemy with all sorts of torment, and compensate you for the tragedy with plenty of bounties and dignity. So do not complain and do not utter that which may degrade your dignity and honor. Imam Hussein alayhi salam then turned to his daughter Sukayna, who was standing crying and lamenting. He stood by her, showing her sympathy and comfort. سيقول بعدي يا سكينة فاعلمي منك البكاء إذا الحمام دهاني لا تحرقي قلبي بدمعك حسرة ما دام مني الروح في جثماني فإذا قضيت فأنت أولى بالذي تأتينه يا خيرة النسوان. Imam Hussein عليه السلام attacked the enemy like a roaring lion. He received many wounds all over his body, mainly as a result of the arrows. He returned to his position, repeating the saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. While Imam Hussein was standing, Ya Mu'mineen, this is the last chapter of Imam's life. Prepare yourself to hear this tragedy. While Imam Hussein was standing in the middle of the battlefield, Abu al-Hutuf al-Ju'fi shot Imam Hussein with an arrow which lodged into his forehead. Imam Hussein took it off, causing the blood to stream down his face, whereupon he said, O Allah, O Lord, you are witnessing the transgression against me by your sinful creatures. O Allah, do not let any one of them get away with it. Kill them all and do not let any one of them live on the face of the earth. Never forgive them their trespass. He shouted, O Ya Bani Umayyah, shame on you. What faith guardians of the household of the Prophet you return what bad the guardians of the household of the Prophet did, that you turned against them. Since there is no man of my band left, you are not going to be deterred from killing anyone after me, for killing me would make it a conclusion. By Allah, I hope that Allah bestows on me martyrdom and avenge my death whence you do not expect. Al-Husayn ibn Umayr said, how is the going, how he is going to exact revenge on us? As Imam Hussein was weakened, he passed to rest. A man held him with a stone, hitting him on the head, causing the blood of the Imam, to stream down his face. Imam Hussein alayhi salam took out a piece of a cloth to wipe the blood from his face, whereupon another archer aimed at him with a three-pronged arrow. It lodged into his chest in the area of the heart. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, Bismillah wa billah wa fi sabilillah wa ala millati rasulillah. He then raised his head towards the sky and said, O Allah, you know full well that they are killing a man that is not on the face of the earth, a son of the daughter of the Prophet, save him. After that, Imam Hussein alayhi salam pulled out the arrow, causing the blood to gush out. He put his hand underneath the gaping wound. When it was filled with the blood, he threw it towards the sky and said, my only solace is that what has befallen me is in the way of Allah. It was reported that not a single drop of that blood fell down. He filled it again. This time he stained his head, face and beard with it, saying, أريد أن ألقى الله تعالى وأنا مخضر بدمي مغصوب علي حقي. I want to meet my Lord and Allah and my grandfather Rasulullah in this state, splattered with blood. Since losing blood weakened his body, he sat on the ground, hardly lifting his head. Whereupon Malik ibn al-Nasr approached him. He called him names and he hit him with his sword on his head. أين المنادي وإماما وحسينا. Imam said to him, لا أكلت بيمينك ولا شربت بها وحشرك الله مع الظالمين. May Allah deprive you of eating with your right hand and gather you on the day of judgment with the oppressors. After that, after a short while, the enemy troops came back to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who was still in sitting position, for he was overcome by the severity of his wounds. Abdullah ibn al-Hassan, the 11-year-old boy, looked towards his uncle, only to see him surrounded by the enemy. He rushed towards his uncle Imam Hussein after he managed to break free from Zainab alayhi salam. When he arrived at the scene near his uncle, Abjar ibn Ka'ab descended his sword to hit Imam Hussein. The boy yelled at him, are you dealing a blow to my uncle? He hit the boy with left, who left his arm to protect his head, causing it to be severed. The boy shouted, oh Allah, oh uncle, and fell into his uncle's lap. Hussein alayhi salam embraced him and said, oh nephew, be patient at what has befallen you and consider it as a blessing, for Allah the Exalted will reunite you with your noble ancestors. He then raised his hands in supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, fatally wounded, was left lying for a considerable time. What prevented them from finishing him off sooner was the fact that every tribe was relying on the other to do the job. Each tribe hated to be seen as the one who killed Imam Hussein. At that time, Imam Hussein raised his hand in dua, O Allah, O Lord, you are the everlasting. O Lord, you are the resurrector of the dead. O Lord, you are the watching over every soul. And what it did, a judge between me and them, for you are the best of judges. Imam Hussein's alayhi salam horse started roaming around the Imam and staining his forehead with his blood, whereupon Ibn Sa'd yelled, saying, stop the horse, as it is the thoroughbred of the horses of the Apostle of Allah. A company of horsemen surrounded him. He started kicking with his forelegs. Ibn Sa'd ordered the soldiers to leave the horse to see what it was going to do. When the horse calmed down and felt secure enough, it went back to Imam Hussein's blessed body, staining its forehead with his blood, smelling him, and neighing loudly. Imam al-Baqir was quoted as saying, the horse was saying, what an injustice was done to the grandson of the Prophet by his own ummah. الظليمه الظليمه من امه قتلت ابن بنت نبيها. The horse is still neighing, then headed towards the camp. Once it was there, the women in the camp, Zainab and the Hashimiyat, saw the horses stained with their blood and it is saddled and twisted. They came out from the tent, spreading their hair and veiling their faces, beating their cheeks, screaming, saying, the glory vanished. Saying that seeing Imam Hussein alayhi salam falling in the floor on the ground of Karbala, headed by Zainab, who was wailing, Allahu Akbar. In the meantime, Umar bin Sa'd, with a group of the soldiers, were approaching the scene. As Imam Hussein was at the point of death, Zainab alayhi salam shouted at Umar bin Sa'd, O Umar, ayuqtalu Abu Abdullah wa anta tanzuru ilayh? Abu Abdullah is being killed and you are standing watching him perish. He turned his face away from her with his tears streaming down his beard. She said, woe unto you, is there not amongst you a Muslim? Nobody replied, whereupon Ibn Sa'd ordered the crowd, descend to Hussein upon him, descend to him, and administer the mercy shot to him. Shimr la'natullahi alayh initiated the attack. First he kicked the Imam alayhi salam. He started kicking the Imam. Then he sat on his chest. He got hold of his blessed beard. He dealt him 12 stone blows to his body. And finally he beheaded Imam Hussein. وقد مات عن شعن بشق فراته. إذا للقت تلك فاطم عنده وأجريت دمع العين في الوجنات. عظم الله وجوهكم، عظم الله وجوهكم. Please, while you are sitting, let's read this lamentation of الشريف الراضي.
كربلا لازلت كربا وبلا. كربلا لازلت كربا وبلا. كربلا لازلت كربا وبلا. كربلا لازلت كربا وبلا. ما لقي عندك آل المصطفى.
Would you stand please?
كربلا لازلت كربا وبلا.
Answer, answer.
كربلا لازلت كربا وبلا. ما لقي عندك آل المصطفى. كربلا كربلا لازلت كربا وبلا. ما لقي عندك آل المصطفى. كربلا لازلت كربا وبلا. كربلا نزلت كربا وبلا. ما لقي عندك آل المصطفى. كم على كربك لما صرعوا. من دم سال ومن دمع جرى. كربلا كم على تربك لما صرعوا. من دم سال ومن دمع جرى. وضيوف لفلاة قفرة. كربلا نزلوا فيها على غير قرى. لم يذوقوا الماء حتى اجتمعوا. بحدى السيف على ورد الردى. كربلا تكسف الشمس شموسا منهم. لا تدانيها ضياء وعلا. ووجوها كالمصابيح فمن. قمر غاب ونجم قد هوى. كربلا يا رسول الله لو عاينتهم. وهم ما بين قتلى وسبا. من رميض يمنع الظل ومن. عطش يسقى انابيب القنا. لرأت عيناك منهم منظرا. للحشاشة وللعين قدا. ليس هذا لرسول الله يا. أمة الطغيان والبغي جزا. كربلا جزروا جزر الأضاحي نسله. ثم ساقوا أهله سوق الإمام. يا قتيلا قوض الدهر به.
لا أدر.
يا قتيلا قوض الدهر به. ربنا لازل عمة الدين وأعلام الهدى. قتلوه بعد علم منهم.
أعذر
أنه خامس أصحاب الكساء. كربلا وصريعا عالج الموت بلا.
كربلا
شد لحيين ولا مد رداه غسلوه بدم الطعن وما كفنوه غير طوغاء الثرى يا رسول الله يا فاطمة يا رسول الله يا فاطمة يا أمير المؤمنين المرتضى كربلاء لازلت كربا وبلا حملوا رأسا يصلون على جده الأكرم طوعا وإبا كربلا لازلت كربا وبلا لو رسول الله يحيى بعده قعد اليوم عليه بالعزاء كربلا فلا لازلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك أهل المصطفى كربلا لازلت كربا وبلا